The start of the 2018 state legislative session is only 1 month away, and lawmakers in the Eastern Panhandle met in Martinsburg to discuss several issues they hope to tackle at the State House this year. One focus is creating more ways to combat West Virginia's opioid epidemic, particularly how the crisis affects those in the state's foster care system. The State Department of Health and Human Resources reported in November that nearly 6,400 children are in some type of foster care, whether that's in traditional foster homes or in other placements like emergency shelters. The West Virginia Children's Home Society says at least 50% of kids in foster care are there due to drug-related issues. Senate Finance Chair Craig Blair, a Republican from Berkeley County, suggested one way to tackle the problem would be to provide easier access to contraceptives, such as IUDs or intrauterine devices. Blair argues it would be more cost-effective for the state than spending the hundreds of thousands of dollars spent on special care for children born with drug-related issues.
You get this contraception out there, you will see a significant reduction in the amount of children being born, the money that we have to spend weaning them off of whatever their mother was addicted to.
Blair says he's pro-life, but states he's pro-contraception as well. He says this option would keep more children from being born with drug-related ailments. The 2018 state legislative session will begin on January 10th. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in Martinsburg.